president is going to picket. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In a few hours, President Biden will go to Michigan, joining the auto workers who are in day 12 of their strike.
Our old president's coming. He's supporting us. Biden's supporting us. So more love, more the merrier.
She's referencing former President Trump's trip to Michigan tomorrow. President Biden will be in Wayne, the only Ford facility affected in the strike now. New controversy.
Ford had made a big deal about a new battery plant that it was building in western Michigan, spending $3.5 billion worth of investment in it. It had some criticism because of its partnership with the Chinese company, but now Ford says because of the talks and the nature of not knowing if that could be profitable, they're pausing that. Well, UAW President Sean Fain firing back in this statement. He said this is a shameful, barely veiled threat by Ford to cut jobs.
Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock. The Trump trip means he'll again skip the next Republican presidential debate tomorrow night at the Reagan Library in California, where Fox Business Network's Madison Allworth reports.
What we've consistently been hearing from the voters is that they want to hear about the economy. They want to hear about the solutions to the current U.S. immigration crisis. And they also want to talk about candidate age.
There will be seven Republicans at the debate on Fox Business and Fox News Radio. Asa Hutchinson won't be this time, unable to meet higher polling and fundraising criteria. Congress has just 5 days left to fund the government to avert a partial shutdown.
I'm very optimistic that we will reach a deal before the end of the week. I'm hopeful for the American people.
Congressman Mark Alford tells Fox Business they need to work out short-term funding, but some of his fellow House Republicans oppose that, demanding spending cuts in a full budget, which Senate Democrats oppose. Heartbreak in Hawaii. Some residents of the burnt-out town of Lahaina got to go back and see what used to be their homes.
Now I know it is gone, you know. Besides, I still had hope. Before, I still had hope.
The wildfires destroyed a few thousand homes, blamed for at least 97 deaths. America's listening to Fox News.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools and get 5 times the bonus points. Plus, right now, buy a DeWalt PowerStack battery kit and get a select DeWalt bear tool free up to a $249 value. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid 9/18 through 9/29. Subject to change. DeWalt offer valid through 10/11.
Ukraine is touting success in its battle against Russia's invasion, claiming a missile strike on Russia's Black Sea Navy fleet last week killed the commander and 33 other officers. Russia has only acknowledged one death. Also in Eastern Europe, at least 20 would-be refugees killed when a gas station blew up.
The blast happened as ethnic Armenians queued to fill their tanks before setting off from Nagorno-Karabakh. Nearly 300 were injured. Azerbaijan took control of the enclave last week, forcing separatist authorities to lay down their arms. More than 13,000 of the region's 120,000 ethnic Armenians have fled across the border in the last day. They say they fear ethnic cleansing. The United States is calling on Azerbaijan to protect the rights of civilians. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop, Dow futures down more than 100 points. We're all a bunch of losers. Nobody won the Powerball again last night.
No winning ticket sold to claim the jackpot that was worth more than $750 million. That makes 29 drawings in a row without a big winner. Four tickets came close, three in Florida and one in Oregon had the first five numbers correct, 10, 12, 22, 36, and 50, but missed on the Powerball four. Those tickets are worth $1 million each. The jackpot for the drawing Wednesday grows to an estimated $835 million, paid out in 30 annual installments, or about $390 million if the winner opts to take the cash, as most winners do. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Week three of the NFL season is in the books with three undefeated teams.
Hurts. Good protection. Time runs out. Touchdown, Zacchaeus.
Jalen Hurts threw a TD pass, ran for a score, leading Philadelphia past Tampa Bay 25-11 on ABC. The Eagles joined the Dolphins and 49ers remaining unbeaten. In the other game last night, Cincinnati Bengals beat the LA Rams 19-16. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Two California men facing charges following a massive drug bust in Illinois. State police say a trooper pulled over a bus on I-80 last Wednesday in Henry County. Authorities searched the car and seized more than 5,000 pounds of cannabis. The seizure, one of the largest in ISB history. Pawnee School District 11 mourning the passing of Superintendent Tim Crotcheville. The former minor league baseball player passed away unexpectedly Saturday. He was just 49 years old. His cause of death not yet released. Illinois closed out its non-conference schedule with a 23-17 home win over Florida Atlantic Saturday. Luke Altmaier threw 303 yards passing and a touchdown, adding a score on the ground for the Fighting Illini. Illinois improving to 2-2. The Illini resumed their Big Ten schedule Saturday in West Lafayette against Purdue. And that's a look at what's happening. Have a great Tuesday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller, and good morning, September 26th. It is Tuesday. God bless America. Yes. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey.
September 26th.
Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they've got some great fall programming coming up. And if you want to learn how to take a kid outside this week, boy, there's some great activities. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Mr. Weatherman, meteorologist Greg Solier has joined us now. No complaints from the complaint department on weather, brother.
Very much welcome for that and happy to hear it. And, yeah, there should be no complaints considering, gee whiz, these temperatures are easily 10 to almost 15 degrees already above average around here for a September morning. 62 at Worland and Savoy, 61 at Rantoul. And one more time we get one of these circulations that just sort of meanders its way through parts of the Corn Belt, the Midwest, some cooling up aloft, a little bit of September sun, and we just keep making more clouds and some spotty shower activity, beginning that process already. Eastern Livingston County, east of Pontiac, a couple of dribbles around the Hoopston area. Most of the significant stuff for now is up through Will, Cook counties, back towards the I-39 corridor and northward up into Wisconsin. Some of that, at least in spotty to scattered fashion, will auger its way later this morning, more so this afternoon. We'll rubber stamp it, diddle it again for the day tomorrow, then finally get under a big broad ridge of high pressure while significant moisture plays out in the plains and the western states. We'll sit in an almost late summer-like weather pattern. So if you're still clamoring to get things dried down out there with harvest in mind or trying to ramp it back up with harvest operations coming off recent rains, no need to rush or panic. Remember, safety first. We'll get there with a nice extended spell of dry weather beginning Thursday. It should take us through the better part of next week. Partly sunny today, up near 80 this afternoon. It's a couple degrees above average with a stray late morning, more likely afternoon shower, thunderstorm over parts of the area. Light wind, couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm around this evening. Again, after midnight tonight, down to 60 for the low. Sun and clouds, 75, and maybe a shower or two in spots for the morning and afternoon tomorrow. We'll clear it off later tomorrow night with a low down to 58. Partly cloudy, 76 on Thursday. Up near 80 on Friday. Football Saturday, West Lafayette. Around 80 degrees out there later in the ball game. And seeing here in Eastern Illinois, sunny skies and the sunshine and the warmth of lower 80s continues on through Wednesday, at least, of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Well, I know that it's Illinois-Purdue, and I know that Purdue's beaten us six of the last seven. I know Purdue came in. They won the West last year. They came to Champaign, beat me. Really bad call on Devin Witherspoon. It called pass interference. It wasn't. And then they scored a touchdown. Anyway,
we were robbed.
That's right. That's exactly right. Anyway, so, you know, we got Brett Bielema, and he knows Purdue at Purdue is going to be hard. And they're favored. Purdue's favored to beat Illinois. But, and I don't know Brett, you know, at all. But I promise you he doesn't want to lose. This one?
Oh, yeah.
He's been coaching 30 years.
And how long did he work with Ryan Walters?
Ryan Walters has been head coach for a half hour. All right? So it's like, okay, you can't.
Right.
So, but that's.
He kind of defected over across the line.
Listen, if you got a head gig at a Big Ten.
I know.
You take it.
Of course. But, I'm happy for him and his family. Whatever.
Whatever. Blah, 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 blah. But now he's a guy you're trying to beat, and again, right. You're thinking, okay, well, we know him, but he does know me. He knows Illinois. He knows the personnel.
That's right.
He knows we got a, you know, double on Johnny Newton, which could open Keith Randolph. You know, when you double a guy in the trenches, it's going to open up something else. Brett Bielema said that yesterday. But they double Johnny, and that'd be horrible. You're Johnny Newton, you're trying to go to the NFL, and they're doubling you, so your stats are down because two big fat guys are on top of you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, fat. two big guys on top of you. Yeah. They're not fat anymore.
I know.
They used to be fat, but really not fat anymore. They used to be really
fat. Hey, Sidney Brown got a TD for the Eagles yesterday.
How about that?
And the Eagles beat Tampa Bay.
Yeah. The interception?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know.
That'd be a pick six. He's a defensive guy.
25-11. Philadelphia beat Tampa Bay, and then Cincinnati over the Rams, 19-16.
Well, his brother, Chase, was in the backfield for the Bengals. I don't know if he got very many carries.
I see.
But he backs up Joe Mixon, who's a superstar for Cincinnati. But I did. I saw Chase in there, and I'm saying, darn, there's Chase, number 30. And if Sidney got a touchdown, it had to be a defensive touchdown. I didn't see that. Well,
The tweet says, Sidney Brown saves a TD for the Eagles defense. So
saves a TD.
Right.
He didn't score it.
Oh.
So he tackled somebody.
Thank you.
Okay. Those,
I'm glad I clarified.
Keep in mind, the Sidney Brown, Sidney and Chase Brown, the twins, were essentially homeless when they were 16.
I know.
And look at that. They're both in the NFL. Are you kidding me?
Quite a story.
That's just America. And it's very exciting to get to come to work every day and say, I love God. I love America. I love all my family and my people. And it's just, why aren't people saying that more? On the radio, on television. We dance around all that stuff. And it's just ridiculous. This is amazing that Barack Obama can have his credit card denied at LAX at 2001 and be president by 2008. What? Go try that in Mogadishu. Bavaria. Anywhere.
Exactly.
You can't do it. It's remarkable what can happen here. And But the thing you got to be able to do in your life is to simply say, I don't care how many times I get knocked down.
Right.
Knock me down a million times, I'm getting up. If you can just keep getting up and try not to be mad at the world or clenched fist or whatever, that isn't going to get you anywhere. It'll get you in trouble. It'll make people not like you or want to be around you because you're so negative and angry with life. So whatever happened to you, bad things happen to a lot of people. Probably all of us have had bad things happen to us.
Sure.
You just got to keep going, man. If you never give up, you never lose. I don't mean to go motivational on you early in the program, but this is a great country. Come on, brown boys. That's great.
That's right.
The Brown twins are in the NFL, and they were homeless when they were 16 years old. What are they, 23 now?
Right.
It's just a remarkable success story. And those are great kids. Chase and Sidney Browns are great kids.
Yeah.
The two of them we saw on the streets of San Francisco. We were out there going to Hawaii, and they were going to their bowl game. And we saw Kent Brown. We saw Chase and Sidney Brown and excited for them. And then everybody got COVID. That's how that worked.
Oh, my goodness.
That was ground zero for COVID was the Bay Area.
I know it was.
Dre Brown said on a tweet, he said, that's why everybody was coughing on the way home on the plane.
Right. And there were people from Champaign that were saying, I just didn't feel good when I came back from California.
217-359-2255.
Yeah, love to hear from you.
Text in. I've got Aaron Ammons on tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And if you've got a question for Aaron Ammons, the county clerk of Champaign County, send it. We'd like to hear from you. Chapin Rose coming up in 20 minutes. Sports headlines now.
Well, I know we had Luke Altmyer on yesterday. Did you catch any of that?
I saw all about it. Didn't hear all about it. It is on podcast. I can get it on podcast as everybody else. But Luke Altmyer came back and had a really great week, I thought, for Illinois based on Penn State. And I think Penn State's defense has to be credited with a couple of those picks that were really good picks. So I don't know if it was as bad of a day for Luke. Wasn't good. But certainly Penn State's defense, I think, what did Iowa get in total offense? 80 yards for four quarters? They couldn't score. So they're good. They're real, real good. And anyway, Luke came back, I thought, nicely.
That's right. And so go Illini. And the women's basketball, by the way, speaking of Illini, is tapping Wednesday, November 15th against St. Peter's as that field trip day.
Ooh.
And that's the one that had over 8,000 screaming kids from area schools.
Let's go.
Their goal is to get over 10,000 into the State Farm Center for that women's basketball game. Again, Wednesday, November 15th. In case you're on your way into school, start to get that going on. Let's reserve some buses to get our kids in the room. And have a blast.
That's awesome.
As we support our women's basketball team. against St. Peter's. All right, we didn't have much on the baseball, but we're kicking it into high gear today as St. Louis is in Milwaukee with a 6:40 start. Let's get your Redbird recap.
After a day off, the Cardinals begin their final road series of the season tonight as they open up a three-game set in Milwaukee to face off against the first-place Brewers. The Cardinals will try to delay the Brewers clinching the NL Central, but might not be able to do so as the Brewers have a magic number of one, meaning they will clinch the division with a win or a Cubs loss. Left-hander Zach Thompson will make the start and will be opposed by Adrian Hauser in a rematch of last Wednesday's starters in a game won by Milwaukee 8-2. Thompson comes in 5-7 with a 4.57 ERA. The Cardinals have won just four of the 10 matchups against Milwaukee this year, but of those four wins, the Brewers have scored a total of one run, being shut out on three separate occasions. Thompson is 1-1 with a 4.82 ERA in five games against Milwaukee over his career in Milwaukee. He has not allowed a run in 3 2/3 innings at American Family Field. First pitch tonight is scheduled for 6:40. Our coverage gets underway at 5:45. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs at Atlanta, that's over on US 105.9 here at Stevie J Broadcasting, right across the hallway. It's a 6:20 start. Justin Steele on the mound versus Bryce Elder for the Braves. It's also on TBS. Arizona is in Chicago's south side to take on the White Sox, and that's a 6:40 start. Parkland Golf victorious in the DAC, Danville Area Community College, fall invite. So congratulations to our golfing Cobras. Yeah,
Corbin Stevens has done a really, really good job in building a powerhouse community college golf program at Parkland. I mean, they're like nationally top five all the time now. I mean, it's comparable to what Mike Small from the standpoint of a smaller situation, but Parkland has been really good at golf for the, and they won the national championship a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It's very impressive for Corbin. I'm just surprised there hasn't been a four-year college that has come calling Corbin Stevens what he's done in this program. It's amazing.
That's right. As I mentioned, NFL action had the Eagles over the Buccaneers 25-11, and we have the Buccaneers facing the Saints coming up. But the Saints are having an issue
with
the quarterback, right? Yeah,
you know what? Derek Carr is week to week.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay.
That's a huge deal. Otherwise, Saints would have been done. Okay, so you know the odds makers in Vegas are really good.
Right.
So whatever they say, you're going, what? Even if you disagree, you're going, well, they know stuff I don't know, right?
So Illinois, Purdue.
Well, we're underdogs. That's okay. Fine. That's fine.
But just like a point or two, right?
Yeah, it's just a point. But they're favored. They're the big bad Purdue, whatever. But you know how bad the Chicago Bears are?
Uh-oh.
Do you know how bad the Chicago Bears are? They're playing Denver, who allowed 70 points, and Denver's going to Chicago as a favorite.
Oh,
Denver's
no.
Favorite in Chicago.
In Soldier Field.
That's how bad the Bears are.
Oh, LA Rams are in Indianapolis to face
weather brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So talk with your provider at Carl Health about some of the pros and cons and the issues, and if you're a higher risk factor, learn more at carl.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign, and Banff vicinity. Very comfortable temperature pattern to continue on for the foreseeable future. Another one of these cutoff circulations up aloft, making its way down through the southern Great Lakes region. Hence, a couple of showers are expected to break out for the next couple of days. Better weather ahead come the end part of the week. Big warm-up and another round of extended dry time for the weekend next week as well, for backyard and back 40 work in mind. Up close to 80 today with sun and clouds, a couple of showers in spots later this morning, more so this afternoon. Light wind, couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm this evening, and again overnight tonight down to 59 to 60. Tomorrow partly sunny again, a couple of late morning and late afternoon showers around, high near 75 degrees. Partly cloudy, 76 on Thursday. Friday into the weekend, up near 80 on Friday, 80 at West Lafayette and here on football Saturday. Sunday into Tuesday next week, daytime temperatures in the lower 80s. Nights down between 55 and 60. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is warning that the Federal Reserve's key interest rate could be going up to 7% if stagflation, rising prices with no or low economic growth, sets in. Dimon's comments are a surprise considering the Fed recently held interest rates steady at 5.25% to 5.5%. Electric vehicle company Fisker says it expects to produce 300 EVs a day later this year. Fisker is based in Los Angeles. It's manufactured 5,000 of its Ocean all-electric SUVs as of early September. Beauty brand Coty, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange, has announced a stock launch on the Paris Stock Exchange. The company says it wants to be more accessible to European investors. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jim Posolda, invested in you.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Cabins Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
All right, it is 7:25. State Senator Chapin Rose is going to jump on the phone. We'll talk to him coming up here in the next 10 minutes on ESPN 93.5. The Stever offer from Kramer's Siding and Window. You get to work with Chris Jackson.
Yes.
And a bunch of great people there at Kramer.
Oh, there's just so many options. And if you have home improvement things that you'd like to accomplish, or maybe your energy bills, aren't they just, everything's out of sight these days. I think my water bill has doubled in Tolono. I don't know what's going on.
It's called inflation.
I guess.
It's called no energy policy. If you get gasoline at $1.89, everything else comes down with it. Did you notice that?
Right.
As the price of gas. Anyway.
I think there's.
So, yeah, things are expensive. So, right. We're giving you money today.
Yes.
It's $1,000 to go spend at Kramer Siding and Window. What right. do you need?
And if you get the siding done, if you get a couple of new windows or, you know, a bunch of new windows or maybe that door doesn't have a good seal. You're in an older home that is settled in. This is the kind of thing that Chris will come by and give you an estimate. And boy, we can give you a huge savings with, isn't it $1,000?
$1,000. And it's $1,000. You don't
you
have
sure
to.
You want to go that high?
I think we do. It's a lot.
We could get two winners for $500.
No, let's just give it all. So you get 10 $100 bills from me. And you can spend it. If you buy a sliding door, several have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Your sliding glass door is a mess. Now, again, you haven't shopped for windows in a while, so they're not cheap.
But they're efficient, so your bills are going to go down.
Your kitchen will be better with a window, but you'll want to do the whole house.
Right.
We had somebody use my 1,000 and bought 13 windows.
Wow.
That was a big buy.
Right. And so, see, nowadays, the way you clean them and everything is so much better.
Fold out. No, it's so easy.
Right. And you can go to the showroom and see for yourself right off of Country Fair Drive.
Yep. But
I just went to KramerSiding.com and see the siding, windows, doors, roofing, sunrooms, outdoor living, gutter helmet. Even that outdoor living area, people love those fire pits and things like that. So
if you are interested in this, you just text me Kramer with a C, C-R-A-M-E-R, Kramer. You can go to GoStever.com. It's $1,000.
Right.
And I'm stopping my talking. I mean, you need to get it going in the next 7 days, but it's going to take a while to figure yourself out. We know that. When you're done, you send me the survey on how everything worked with Kramer Siding and Window. I'm handing out $1,000 to somebody. One person.
Serving Central Illinois since 1955. You dream it, we can do it. Be bold with Kramer Siding and Window.
So there's your offer. Text in Kramer if you want to be considered. Go to GhostStever.com. Do it that way. $1,000 to spend at Kramer's Siding and Window.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm talking Nate Evans.
Yeah.
Travis and Alex had bought a home in Southwest Champaign. They were going to flip it. Unfortunately, their real estate agent's opinion was $80,000 more than the true market value. So guess what? They were underwater.
Oof.
Had to get hold of Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group. Nate's corporate relocation relationship. So they knew people. They quickly got an offer from out-of-town buyer. And they got relieved of that $80,000 and the whole thing. They got enough money to cover everything.
Yeah, and it's a smooth transition from selling your home to buying your next one as he partners with lenders who have creative banking solutions as you try to drastically reduce your down payment in the home that you're in and avoid having those two mortgages at once. So he's been able to negotiate rent back options or delayed buyer possessions. If you talk about your timeline and call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home, it's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. And, you know, get the whole team at eXp Realty behind you. Get that immediate cash offer on your home if that's what you're looking for. There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible on online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to theNateEvansGroup.com.
The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champaigneparks.com.
Fighting Illini football is back in Champaign as they take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers in Memorial Stadium Friday night, October 6th at 7 p.m. It's our Celebrate Food and Ag game. Bring the family for a special petting zoo area inside Grange Grove with animals to interact with Illini fans and kids. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's Big Ten matchup against Nebraska. Friday night under the lights on October 6th. Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find booths at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selection. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
Yeah, okay, so Chapin Rose, stand by, ratings magnet, coming up next. It's 7:30 in Champaign, Urbana.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Seven Republicans this time are invited on stage tomorrow night's debate in California, co-hosted by Fox Business. Doug Burgum, Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott.
The highly anticipated second debate, shrinking by only one candidate since the first showdown last month. We'll see former President Trump skipping the event again, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson failing to meet the criteria this time around.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Some of the thousands of people who lost their homes to a wildfire in Hawaii last month have been allowed back there for the first time.
Only 464 properties have been cleared for visitation compared to more than 2,200 structures reported damaged or destroyed. Most residents who did get back to Lahaina on Monday said their top priority was recovering personal possession.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, 97 deaths are reported in the fire. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Three people wounded. It follows a shooting in downtown Champaign. Police say shots fired early Sunday in the 200 block of North Neal Street. An 18-year-old from Fort Worth, Texas, and a man from Dotted, Texas, hospitalized with gunshot wounds. A Gary, Indiana man also arrived at the hospital with gunshot wounds to the arm. Police investigating the death of an inmate at the Champaign County Jail. Sheriff's Office says correctional staff found an unresponsive inmate early on Sunday and began performing life-saving measures. The inmate died after likely suffering a medical emergency. University of Illinois police using drones for campus security. The Division of Public Safety launched those drones to get a bird's eye view. Use of drones by law enforcement limited for specific purposes, including special events, missing person searches, crime scene or traffic crash photography. For the university, drones will be used primarily for football games and other large events throughout the year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller, ESPN 93.5. Our weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. Call Greg Wolf to get a copier assessment. You're probably spending too much. Why don't you go with Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Florida and Champaign Urbana vicinity. Very comfortable temperature pattern to continue on for the foreseeable future. Another one of these cutoff circulations up aloft, making its way down through the southern Great Lakes region. Hence, a couple of showers are expected to break out for the next couple of days. Better weather ahead come the end part of the week. Big warm-up and another round of extended dry time for the weekend next week as well, for backyard and back 40 work in mind. Up close to 80 today with sun and clouds, a couple of showers in spots later this morning, more so this afternoon. Light wind, couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm this evening, and again overnight tonight down to 59 to 60. Tomorrow partly sunny again, a couple of late morning and late afternoon showers around, high near 75 degrees. Partly cloudy, 76 on Thursday. Friday near the weekend, up near 80 on Friday, 80 at West Lafayette, and here on football Saturday, Sunday into Tuesday next week. Daytime temperatures in the lower 80s. Nights down between 55 and 60. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Ladies and gentlemen, State Senator Chapin Rose, who I think last I saw at the state capitol had shorts and a t-shirt on, much like John Fetterman. Can you go to the capitol in Springfield and wear shorts during a session?
That's actually it. That's a deep fake, Steve.
Right.
You got fooled.
Nope.
We got
no,
you. We got you.
No, that's true, man. Nothing on the internet is false. You're right. No, you. What is it? There's a dress code in.
No, that's
right. You can't. You
there
can't.
Is a yeah. There is a dress code in Springfield, much to my chagrin. But you know, I'll give Fetterman credit for on behalf of all of us year-round shorts guys. I mean, who would have ever thought that all you had to do is say, you know, mental anguish, and they'd immediately waive the dress code. I'll tell you what, the first motion I'm making as soon as I get back there is
No, no. Hey, you can Chapin, everybody would say you have mental anguish. You can get that. You can get that.
Detriment. I mean, where are we at in the world?
Right.
This guy's detrimental to my mental health. Well, you know what? Wearing a tie every day is detrimental to my mental health, but I still have to put one on when I go on the Senate floor. So.
It is the indicator of really societal problems when we acquiesce to everything and everybody. And this thing has been going downhill for some time. So I'm charging you with fixing all this stuff, man.
Yeah, well, I'll need some support. Right now, we don't have enough votes to do that. So anyway,
well,
you know, I do think that's changing a little bit. I mean, I think that 3 years of Joe Biden is starting to change the electorate a little bit, and not in a positive way for Joe Biden either.
I mean, I'm wondering though, how in the world do they let him run? I mean, I really believe I can't believe that all you have to do is pull out a few Hunter files and the whole thing's over. I mean, he might actually lose. I mean, it might be a Democrat loses next year. They're talking about Robert Kennedy going with the no-name party, and Joe Manchin's thinking about it, and you already got, you know, Cornel West, is that his name? It's going to get 2%. I mean, there's trouble in them, Tar Heels. All they got to do is go say, Michelle, you got to do this, okay? And then I think it's probably over.
You know, I think that, well, I've said this for a while now, that I'm not entirely convinced that Biden is the Democrat Party nominee. I mean, I just don't. The powers that be, the powers that are running him, I just think they're not going to let him, you know, finish the race, and because they know he's a complete disaster. I read this article the other day, and, you know, it's really true. I mean, the progressive left elected Democratic elite is so much far left than the rest of America, including their own party. You know, and you know, if you talk to these union guys that Biden's supposed to go march with up in Michigan,
right?
What do you think those guys are thinking? Like,
this is elder abuse.
I mean, they'll slow down the pace, right?
But this is just the guy doesn't. Come on, man, don't do that to him. He can't walk.
I mean, I know what the Caterpillar guys over in Decatur are thinking. I guarantee it's not Joe Biden.
No. Right. So, they're
pushed out there.
Yeah.
They're gonna surround them with a bunch of people on the payroll, make it look like they're all, you know, dyed in the wool, actual, you know, guys on the assembly line, which, and then the media will take its picture and say, look at this, everybody's for Biden, and then we'll all go home and realize it was BS. So,
that's what they used to do in all the countries when the CNN cameras used to go on. They'd burn flags, and then everything would stop when the cameras went off. Mm-hmm, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're staging everything.
Yeah,
it's just
off
the charts. So I've got County Clerk Aaron Ammons on tomorrow, and I'm truly looking forward to having him. And he kind of called me out on Penny for Your Thoughts, which I thought I didn't understand that.
Right.
But he wants to be on with me, and I told him, I said, listen, you can come on. We're going to disagree, but that's okay. I mean, I'm fine. I just think that the things I believe in voting that he can't change. I believe Illinois should have voter ID. Why wouldn't you have voter ID to go vote, Chapin? Help me.
Yeah, no. I mean, you could have voter ID to buy a pack of cigarettes, or you have ID to buy a pack of cigarettes.
New one. You got to go to. You got to show voter ID to go to FedEx. What's that? A voter ID?
What?
Yeah, I have to show a license or a passport to send anything FedEx in Champaign at the Kinko's. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what?
I was out there, a month or so ago, and I didn't have to do that, but, interesting.
Well,
yeah,
maybe, hold on, racial profiling, I'm Armenian, my gosh, so I caught him, oh my.
Well, I don't know, look, I think you should ask Aaron about what he's done since the last three elections to make this thing work. I mean, you know, three elections ago, he got put on double-secret probation by the State Board of Elections. I mean, they literally sent on a letter saying, you're on heightened security or heightened scrutiny, I think was their phrase, because of how poorly that election was run. And then, this past election, people standing in line for 2 and 3 hours in Gifford, to vote. I mean, Gifford never stood in line for more than 5 minutes to vote. And then suddenly you're standing in line for a couple hours, and then he declares a fake cyber attack. I mean, let's just be clear on this cyber attack that he declares. Okay, Aaron says there's a cyber attack. The State Board of Elections says there wasn't a cyber attack. The United States government's cybersecurity office says there wasn't a cyber attack. So exactly what was this cyber attack, Aaron, that you invented to cover up your complete negligence in the administration of an election and making voters wait hours upon hours? I mean, see, look, for 20 years, I voted in less than 10 minutes in Mahomet, okay? Less than 10 minutes for 20 years. And suddenly it becomes an hour and a half thing, all right? Well, here's the deal. With early voting, you've pulled, what, 30, 40% of people out of the voter lines? So if anything, the line should have gotten shorter, okay? Not longer, shorter.
I mean, is it possible there's nobody that wants to work these things anymore?
Well, there's another one, okay? He's turning away election judges willy-nilly and then complaining he doesn't have election judges.
Why is he?
Okay, you can't have them both ways.
Why is he turning away election judges?
I have no idea, right, but I know several.
I know several.
So we had a husband-wife team out here that's always done the same precinct forever, right? Well, this time he says, no, husband, you're going to go to City of Champaign 3, and wife, you're going to Urbana 2 or whatever. And they said, well, no, we go together. We've been doing this for 20 years. So, well, no, that's what you're going to have to do if you want to do it.
Well,
he said, well, no, we're gonna stay together. And he says, well, then you're just not going to do it.
Well, okay.
So he lost two election judges.
Well, you need to be in your hometown because you know people.
That's the point. I mean, if you don't have a verification system, you're supposed to have people that know you and say, yeah, oh, hey, Diane, good morning. How you doing? How's the park district doing today?
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
I mean, but obviously that doesn't work on campus because nobody knows anybody.
Tell me why again anybody can vote if they're in line and a student at the University of Illinois? Why couldn't they just do absentee from Naperville? I don't understand why we have to allow them.
Right.
And presumably we're checking Naperville and Champaign, make sure they don't. I guess they're checking that. But I just don't know why you don't do absentee and they allow all these students that can get in line and be weren't they handed a laminated card several years ago, a card that said who to vote for? Was that true?
So there's a court decision from the late 70s, early 80s, I can't remember which, that says that students are allowed to vote where they are students. And that's the end of that for this area.
Well, that's what I mean. So a lot of my
living under that.
A lot of my problems aren't with the county clerk. It's with the state of Illinois, because I just think some of this stuff is just like, why? Why can't we have a day? And I legitimate absenteeism is fine with me, but I don't like drop boxes. I don't like that.
Yep.
I think anytime there's a question of suspicion, let's just end that. We could have a great airtight voting system in America. We don't have it.
Well, understand this, that you are correct that, you know, Aaron doesn't have the authority to do some of this stuff on his own, although he supports it. You know, but things like the drop boxes and all that stuff, you know, that's a creation of the modern Democratic Party and all the urban, you know, California, New York, Illinois. And it is, that's where we're at. And you also look at the fact that suddenly we have two, you know, Illinois, heavily gerrymandered partisan districts.
Yep.
You're a two to one Republican Democrat. So, you know, one feeds the other and it just, keeps on marching along. Now that doesn't mean you don't give up hope. And honestly, I hope everybody listening still goes out and votes, because truthfully speaking, what I saw this morning on gas prices coming at us all, you know, I if Biden is their nominee, he's not going to win. And that's a real, you know, and he shouldn't, quite frankly.
It's still going to come down to those five states. I mean, it's just what this is. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know if we have the capabilities to actually flip Pennsylvania again. Who knows where Georgia is? I mean, there's just a lot of things going on that I just think is.
$4 a gallon gasoline flips Pennsylvania.
Well, that's true.
I guess that's true, and when you're looking at $150 a barrel, which is a story I read this morning, you know, that's beyond $4 a gallon.
Wait a minute. Who said $150 a barrel?
Bloomberg had a story on it this morning, said it's heading that way.
Well, it's going to be that's $8 a gallon, Chapin. You can't have $8 a gallon.
Look, I'm just telling you what Bloomberg said. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying that's what Bloomberg said. But, you know, the reality, Stevie, is whatever the number is, everybody knows Bidenomics is a failure, okay? And what's amazing to me is this guy has actually embraced it. I mean, they make signs that say Bidenomics works.
Yeah.
Works for who?
Yeah.
Works for who? I mean, I see these I mean, to the extent there's any Democrats left in Douglas County, they're all eight of them were in a parade in Atwood 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and they've got these signs, Bidenomics works. And everybody in the parade route is looking and going, are you out of your freaking minds? I mean, I guess if you're a professor at the U of I making, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year driving your Tesla, not paying gas prices and also not paying for the damage you're doing to the roads either, I might add. I guess, yeah, everything is fine, right? But for everybody else, you know, the guy in the Tuscola factory that 30 years ago could work one job, put food on the table, and send his kids to the U of I is now working two jobs, and his wife's got a part-time job too, right? That guy's not real happy. And I'm just telling you right now that whatever the number is, $100 a gallon or $100 a barrel, $150 a barrel, whatever the number is, Bidenomics is an abject failure. The polling, heck, even CVS is reporting this. They've never seen a number so poor for an incumbent president about, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? He is crushing the middle class with his policies. And what is Pennsylvania? That's the middle class.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just got this from Karine Jean-Pierre via fax. It's all MAGA Republicans. And if the Republicans would work with Biden, everything would be fine. And it's all the Republicans' fault. Like you.
Yeah. No, it's, and you know, and Karine Jean-Pierre, does anybody believe what these people say anymore? I mean, this is the same woman who's telling us Bidenomics is great. I mean, everything's fine. I mean, how many more times can you say everything's fine when the average Joe or Jolene knows they're just full of fill-in-the-blank?
Well, I've said a number of times, if I have a headache and you tell me I don't, do I still have a headache? I mean, come on, man.
Right.
What the heck?
People get it. And look, I do get it. I mean, if you're the U of I chancellor driving around in a, you know, taxpayer-financed vehicle, you know, as part of your multi-$100,000-a-year contract, everything's great. You know, why not? Hey, great. You know, things are fine. But for everybody else who, you know, here's something, Stevie, that I, you know, Ronald Reagan had this, like, you know, you remember his definition, the difference between a recession and depression?
Mm.
You remember that one?
Mm-mm.
The difference between recession and depression was recession's when your neighbor loses his job. A depression's when you lose your job.
That's right. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Well, I've kind of got my own meter going, okay? And, like, the right track, wrong track meter. All my peer group of parents out here, that we're all U of I graduates, okay? And then we stuck around to work in the area, okay? Virtually all of my peer group of parents, not all, but most of them, are sending their kids out of state to college.
Wow. Well, what's that saying? I was going to say, what's that saying? Yeah. Listen.
You know what I mean? My roommate from the U of I last week, Saturday, texts me and says, hey, you want lunch on the Alabama Ole Miss game? You know why? Because his son's at Alabama and my son's at Ole Miss.
Wow.
And we were roommates at the U of I, and we both live in Champaign County, you know? So, but our kids are out of state. So I'm just telling you, this right track, wrong track thing, it's wrong track in a big way for Joe Biden. And there's no amount of Jean-Pierre Green, whatever the heck her name is, that can change that. I mean, she can say Bidenomics works as long as she wants. Real people know that's not true.
Last question. Chapin Rose, 217 texter. Chapin chose not to fund university for multiple years.
Ah, hilarious. You know what? I'm the guy that went in the room and broke the budget impasse over university funding. There were four of us. Me, Kelly Burke, House Democrat, and then a House Republican and a Senate Democrat. The four of us went in the room and we came up with the university's budget and walked out and said, we're taking this forward and moving it forward to break the budget impasse. So that's okay. Or you can say, hey, look at the entire budget, and an entire budget that is unbalanced and broken. I'm not going to vote for an unbalanced budget, no matter what's in it that might be good for a local area. Okay. But if it's broken, remember how we got in the whole mess we got into with the whole budget recession where the state was completely upside down and we owed tens of billions of dollars in unpaid bills? Yeah, that's by voting for budgets that aren't balanced in the first place. So if your listener wants to come talk to me, I can sit down and go through budget by budget. I can show them how they're unbalanced, including this current budget right now where the governor's running, look what I did for the U of I. Really?
Because when it all collapses, guess who gets hit first? Because that's not balanced.
Yeah.
You can't just go out and vote for something because it's down, because you're issuing a press release.
Well, plus,
if the fundamental numbers don't work, the fundamental numbers don't work. And this thing is already hundreds of millions of dollars in the hole, if not worse. If not worse, it just depends on how the economy ends this fiscal year.
What would have happened had the federal government not given us $40 billion kind of a bailout thing? Thank you, New Hampshire. Thank you, Maine. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, this is the same governor that told everybody if we didn't have a tax increase, you know, things were going to become apoplectic. Well, that's because the whole thing was collapsing, and then he got a temporary bailout from the federal government in the form of COVID relief dollars. The key word, temporary.
Yeah.
That's over, guys. That's over. So excuse me for not voting for something that's going to collapse ultimately.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chapin Rose, how can people connect with you, my Senator Chapin Rose?
Yeah, senchapinrose.com.org, something like that.
You know, any guy that has no idea what he's talking about with a website means he's in it for the right reasons. Most guys
I've been shadow banned from Facebook too, so it's
Hey, I got a letter.
We feel your pain.
I got a letter from YouTube. I kind of wanted to frame it. So, anyway, you're the man. Thank you, Chapin.
Mm-hmm.
You guys
appreciate it, Chapin Rose, State Senator, ESPN 93.5. Okay, so we got Dr. Todd. That's coming up next. It's ESPN 93.5. You can always text in.
It is SEN, ChapinRose.com.
But usually people that are all about themselves and getting attention knows that stuff.
You're right.
He didn't have a clue.
And essentially, you're just doing an online search and entering the person's name, and it'll come up. It's fine.
Check your weather.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Another round of upper air instability. One of these closed-off circulations making its way through parts of the Midwest, and hence a couple of showers are expected as the day wears on, both today, tomorrow as well. But better weather ahead as expected for the end part of the week, and a big warm-up slated for the weekend and next week as well. Partly sunny skies develop for the day today. A couple of showers around later on this morning, more so this afternoon. Maybe a distant thunderstorm, the high around 80, light wind. Couple of showers and thunderstorms around this evening, and again overnight tonight in spots, well, bottom out at 59. Sun and clouds for the day tomorrow, and again a couple of showers and spots later morning and more so late afternoon, high around 75 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy, 76. Friday and into the weekend, a warm up with sunshine, 79 on Friday, 80 both here and over at West Lafayette. Sunday high of 81, with lower 80s continuing on for Monday and Tuesday of next week with dry skies as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Tuesdays, we like talking to Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby in Champaign, a veterinarian. How are you, sir?
Hey, we're doing good over here, Stevie.
All right, good to hear. What is rehoming a pet?
That's where things are not working out for you, and for whatever reason, your lifestyle changes. The inflation's made it a lot tougher to keep afford multiple pets, and you want need to rehome one, and that's where we can help, and the shelters can help, and try and get a pet back in the right situation.
Okay, I guess I technically have. Let's see, I rehomed Charlie. Charlie was one we rehomed, and yeah. And Lovey is rehomed. It was in another. Okay, so I get it. So
it works out.
It does, but boy, you know, there are things there. That, you know, when they're little and they, you know, whatever, they're tied to a doorknob and a front door that you'd mentioned.
Right.
That's just not any good.
Right. I mean, there's a right way and a wrong way. I mean, we'll help you here at our clinic. Don't let me come to work and find a dog abandoned at my front door, tied to the front door. That's wrong. Don't take a dog out in the country and drop it off
nobody does that, Todd. No, there's no way.
Yeah, right.
You can't take a dog into the country and let him out. Please tell me this.
It happens.
And that happened in the 60s. They don't do it now, right? Come on.
Oh, it still happens. And kitty cats, the same thing. I mean, it's just let us help you. Let the shelters help you and things. That's what it's all about. I've been put in frustrating situations in the past. They had somebody ask if they could put their pets in the will, put me in their will for their pet. And I was literally, they wanted their pets euthanized, was their request in their will. And I've had requests as soon as a few weeks ago where something changes in the home, the dog's stressed because its environment has changed.
Yeah.
And these people don't give the dog a chance to adjust, and they don't think it can live with somebody else's home where it's quiet like they're used to, and they want the dog euthanized. There's rehoming does work, and pets can adjust. They can live without you. Don't get this ego thing where you think they can't live without you.
No, well, wait a minute. You can't. Nobody will euthanize a dog that's not sick, right? I mean, they don't just do
they
that.
They will. They'll come in and request it, and when I refuse to do it, they'll try and get it done elsewhere.
Really? There are veterinarians that will euthanize a dog that's healthy?
I don't know of any. Let's put it that way, but I know they try elsewhere.
Wow.
So you just... There's all types in this world, and the story will change. And, you know, there's a situation where a euthanasia is proper, and there's situations where it's not. And if not, we'll try and guide you to where the right spot for the pet is. There's some wonderful, wonderful rescue groups,
yeah,
as well as the shelters. And there's trainers. Sometimes it's as simple as getting in with a trainer or trying some medications, but you got to be, you know, most people are very good about it, but don't walk in that this pet can't live without you.
Boof wants paid today, so there's the Boof.
There's one that could be rehomed right there. So, I mean, you know, he'd have a great job guarding another business besides mine.
Well, Boof's one of your best studs, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he's a man about man.
He's a talker, though. He would have a great radio show. It would sound the same. If you don't speak dog, you wouldn't get it, but I speak dog. So
he wants your job, Stevie. There's no doubt about it.
No, I think he'd dominate. There's no doubt. Todd, how can people find you?
Hey, give us a call or text. Text is preferred, 217-355-5051.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison, Kirby, and Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I guess I think everybody feeds their dog chicken soup at 5 p.m. at 94 degrees. I don't know.
That's what you guys do.
Yeah, Janet says if you die, you want to come back as my dog because you're treated really well.
That's right.
It's just they're just part of the thing,
yeah,
right? I mean, I can't imagine – you know, and again, back in the day now, dogs ran wild and free and pooped in your yard. That's just how it was. But nowadays, it's they're kind of part of the family.
You're right.
So it's so changed, but I guess there are still people that I'll call ignorant on what they ought to be able to, or just not well-versed to be kind on how to do that.
Yep.
And believe me, when we first started with our dog 40 years ago, we didn't know what we were doing.
Right.
You don't know. How do you learn? So we took him to puppy class and learned a little bit about that stuff. And anyway, it's a learning, but just to treat them. I mean, I think dogs are the ultimate example of God's love. Unconditional. Because the doggy never saw you before because you went to the store for a half hour.
They're wagging when you return.
Well, they're just, and it's always the same. They're not like, oh, get out of here. You made me mad. No. They just love you. And I think there's just such a, and I know cat lovers, it's great. I like cats.
Right. Just, me too. But they dogs, are elusive.
Dogs come when called. Cats have right. You take a message.
Exactly.
And get back to you.
Right.
All right. We're going to be back. The news is next. Another exciting hour. Don't go away.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm JT Barnhart, the president of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. Want to start by just thanking our providers and our staff, our mission partners at the hospital for the great care that they take of our community in providing the services. One of the new offerings that we have coming up in the next couple of months, we've recruited an interventional pain provider who will be able to do some of those injections and procedures to help people who are struggling with long-term pain. In conjunction with that, we have an orthopedic spine surgeon that will work together with the interventional pain provider to really offer a robust spine pain service for the community of Champaign, Urbana, and the surrounding areas. We have also brought in a brand new open heart surgeon. He is doing a really good job, really helping us expand our heart program to be a more regional heart institute at OSF in Urbana. And so want to just continue doing the great things that we're doing around our cardiac program to offer a great service for the community.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.